Visit our showroom and tour our manufacturing facility. See why we've been the premier enclosure source for 25 years. LifetimeEnclosures.com.
License CRCO 28471.
Peterbrook Chocolatier knows that there is no sweeter way of saying thank you to your business partners and coworkers than giving them the gift of chocolate. Custom baskets, chocolate-covered popcorn buckets, gift cards, we can even turn your logo into chocolate. Nothing says thank you like Peterbrook Chocolatier. With the convenience of 14 Northeast Florida Peterbrook locations, you can't go wrong. Visit peterbrook.com to find the Peterbrook nearest you.
When we take on a truck accident case at Farah and Farah, we can download the truck's black box data before it disappears. This data tells us if the truck was speeding, as well as the braking speed, the throttle, and even which lane the truck was in when it crashed. This is all evidence needed to reconstruct the accident. These cases are extremely complex, so call our experienced truck accident lawyers at 396-5555. Farah and Farah, protecting you and your family. Jacksonville.
I'm here with Clayton Bromberg of Underwoods. How would you describe the typical engagement ring customer that comes in your store?
Frank, at Underwoods, we often see customers who've shopped around and are totally confused about how to select a diamond. Now, they're looking for somebody qualified who'll tell them the truth and they can trust. They've heard about certification on diamonds, wholesale diamonds, internet diamonds, deals that a friend of a friend can get them, and the prices will range from unbelievably low to unbelievably high. One of the reasons for the confusion is if you look at the factors of grading a diamond, after you know the carat weight, there are 11 grades for cut, 21 grades for color, 11 grades for clarity, so you got 2,541 different possibilities, each with a different price. That's where Underwoods helps straighten out the confusion, because we have the American Gem Society credential professionals that'll guide a customer the right diamond for them. One she'll be happy with for the rest of her life.
That's Underwoods, where customers are served with quality and respect. In San Marco, Avondale, the Shops of Pontevedra, and the Avenues Mall.
Amanda Borges here. Local health care insurance agencies increase hiring every year for health care open enrollment. And if you want to pass the exam, Excel Testing Solutions will increase your first-time pass rate by an average of 20%. Now offering live classes in Jax, or you can choose one of their state-of-the-art online courses. You can even attend one of their live CRAM sessions for free. Visit ExcelTesting.com. Excel Testing Solutions, preparing people to pass.
When selling a home, you want it to sell for the most money in the shortest amount of time. Hi, this is CeCe Underwood of Keller Williams Jacksonville Realty. My team has a proven marketing plan that gets results. We sell a home every 3 days and have helped hundreds of buyers and sellers. I like houses to sell, not sit. So call the Selling with CeCe team to get your home sold, 302-4800. That's 302-4800, or visit sellingwithcc.com.
The cool winter winds are coming. McGowan's Heating and Air Conditioning can make sure your home is protected from breakdowns and high heating bills. Call your carrier, turn to the experts dealer for their winter maintenance special. McGowan's Heating and Air Conditioning will make sure you know your system is winter ready. Schedule your winter maintenance special appointment. Call McGowan's Heating and Air Conditioning at 287-0339 or McGowansAC.com. License CMC125-0075.
The flagship station of the Jaguars. WJXL AM Jacksonville Beach. WJXL FM Jacksonville Beach.
It's Travel Camp RV's year-end sell-off. Get 90 days, no payments, and the best price on brands like Winnebago, Gulfstream, and Dutchman. Before you buy anywhere, visit Travel Camp RV on Beach and Southside and let Travel Camp get you on the road to making more memories.
This fall, JLY Rehab opens their 10th location in Fernandina Beach to better serve the North Florida region for physical therapy and hand therapy. JLY Rehab is the established leader in orthopedic rehabilitation and sports medicine in the area. A team approach of physical and occupational therapists, certified athletic trainers, and board-certified orthopedic surgeons. When you have a choice in your healthcare needs, choose JLY Rehabilitation. Visit joi.net. We are Jacksonville's Orthopedic Institute.
Come to Big Number One Duval Ford for Ford's Friends and Neighbors pricing event. Ford is now offering no negotiating pricing. The price you see online is the price you'll get. But at Big Number One Duval Ford, we've been offering no negotiation pricing for years. We call it market value pricing. And guess what? During the Friends and Neighbors pricing event, it's even better. The Friends and Neighbors prices get even lower when you come to Big Number 1 Duval Ford, 1616 Cassett Avenue and DuvalFord.com. Don't miss this special pricing event.
You're listening to Helmets and Heels, built by Dreamfinders Homes on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
Yes, talk. Hi, welcome back to Helmets and Heels, built by Dreamfinders Home. You can't sit there and just lip sync, Lauren.
Oh, of course I can. Everybody's enjoying Florida Georgia Line. It's Shine. Everybody loves this. Everybody, except people who don't like country music, which is, I've learned in my life, a large contingent,
yeah,
actually.
It's so funny. I'm so biased that whenever someone says they don't like it, I'm like, but why? I automatically think like no morals. Like, what do you mean? What's not to like? And I actually have recently met people that don't like it, and they're like, all they sing about is beer cans and trucks. I'm like,
and
dirt roads.
Right.
Come on.
Which, on the new Old Dominion album,
there is a song
called Beer Can and a Truck Bed.
It's like,
but it's actually great. It's a, if you listen to the lyrics,
song.
Especially, like, yeah, they do a really good play on words.
It's good.
It's great.
But every genre of music has their little,
for sure,
stereotypes.
Like, rap is, you know,
really inappropriate to play on the radio.
Yeah, you take that one.
It's really inappropriate, that's all.
Yeah, no. There are certain rap songs that I like. It's just the large majority. I personally cannot stand listening to stuff with certain words and so, or
yeah,
certain like phrasing, or
that's
if
why
it
I like
does
Nelly.
Mention like
Nelly, stop.
Stop.
Nelly is great. Do you know what I heard?
Can we not?
Wait. Do you guys remember this song? Because this was like ninth grade for me.
Lord.
So of course we're
ninth
remember
grade.
It.
Do you
it's
remember?
Not gonna
it?
Be Nas.
You remember the song Pop, Lock, and Drop It?
Yes.
They played it in my Uber this weekend. It came on.
First of all, I'm proud of you for taking an Uber. Second of all, let's get to some Jags football.
Sorry.
No, you're
sorry.
Good. So, all right. Blythe posed a great question. All these Jags losses have been piling up. So, are you accepting the losses or are you still getting frustrated?
Honestly, yeah, I'm just accepting them by now. And I know you're not supposed to. I know you're not supposed to. You always want more out of your football team. But it's gotten to the point where it's just numb now. And I think it also helps that it decided to rain record amounts in where I live on Sunday. So I lost my DirecTV signal several times. So I didn't get to see a lot of the pivotal plays during the game. So I think that sort of helped my stress level. I didn't send out nearly as many angry tweets as I usually do. So I think maybe somebody was looking out for me.
Someone probably thought you were growing up, and then now they
no,
find out
not
it's
really.
Just a loss
I just
of signal.
See it.
She must be drinking a ton. She doesn't have time.
Donna, what about you? It you're tricky because you have a team that's soaring as well as a team that's plummeting.
No, and I keep telling my mom this, and I know I say it every week. I can't watch them at the same time. I can't watch 2 1 o'clock games because I get so excited at one, and then I turn to the other. I'm like, well, why can't you do what that one did? It's crap. So when I take them aside and separate them, it's actually not that bad. Now, I still think they could go 7-9, and mm-hmm. so does Blythe, and we didn't pick them to win against the Jets. Yeah, Lauren apparently did.
It comes to my attention that I did. I really thought I picked a loss, but regardless.
I'm currently laundering my Garnet and Gold gear for you.
Well,
I'm going to dry cleaned.
Should I let y'all in on a little secret? Because I've been holding it all week, and I said I wasn't going to say a word.
Oh, no.
But the really honest Lauren is coming out right now, and your faces right now are priceless.
I'm so scared.
No, you shouldn't be scared. So,
you love Garnet?
If you do math, I can't lose the bet. Y'all two are sitting at 7-9, so if the Jags do really bad, y'all lose. One of y'all loses. If the Jags do really well, Amanda, you lose. You're at 5-11. I'm right in the middle of all of y'all, so I can't lose.
Dang it. Why?
But you're currently
never
losing right now.
Sure, I'm losing right now, but there's no way I can lose because I'm in the middle.
You better knock on some wood.
It was whoever does the worst. I'm literally in the middle. I cannot lose mathematically.
Yes, you really can.
I've been holding this as a secret all week. But, like I said, honest, do-gooder Lauren
well,
came
Well, you
out.
Know what?
Wait.
Now we have to redo no, this yeah. because that's not even fair.
Whoever gets
right,
closest to the record.
Tell you.
Leave it to the gator to cheat on this.
No.
But see, closest to the record, Blythe, I can't lose.
No, you can.
I'm in the middle. I can't.
This no. This is I need stupid. To think through this. I can't math right now, but there's got to be a way.
Don't make me math
you
right
can,
now.
You can do it all you want. I can't lose. But either way, what I've decided so that I am actually participating is I'm going to have to stick with Amanda's 5 and 11, and then we will have to split based off of who predicts the – what did we decide on? Final score as a tiebreaker?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So I'll have to do 5 and 11. So you all be at 7 and 9, so I'm at 5 and 11.
Well, I'll just bump mine up to 8 and 8 if you want.
Well, no, because then
that
7 and 9
–
No, because then – no. Because then 7 and 9 and 6 and 10 still have a – statistically a higher probability of winning.
They do.
Right. So that's why I wanted to make it fair. But I also was never going to tell y'all this and just ride into the sunset with the fact that I couldn't lose.
And I never would have known.
No. I know.
But we're all 1-0 right now. You're the only one who's 0-1.
I know.
I can't do this math right now.
It's all good. Anyway, back to the Jags.
Yeah, back to the Jags.
This is what I have a question about. I have a question for Bortles, which I would love to ask him. And I want to know, when he goes out there, does he anticipate plays? Or does he expect his wide receivers to make the plays? Or does he feel like he has to make the plays? Because he holds on to the ball, I feel, too long. Mm-hmm. And he looks like he needs to make the plays for his wide receiver to be open, whereas that ball should have already been out. And people like Julius Thomas, you can't say anything about A-Rob because in Hearns, they just keep making ridiculous catches. But the ball should be out so much faster, and they break loose. It's not up to him. The wide receiver needs to break away.
Well, I think you have a couple different things that are going wrong. First and foremost, yes, you have a second-year quarterback who is going to process the field a little bit slower than the quarterback that you're used to watching every week. And
but it's
Brady.
Not, I mean, it's not comparing those. I mean, if you look at, I mean, you can even look at Derek Carr. You can look at, you know, other ones. It's just, I don't know if he feels like he needs to make the plays or if he knows that his wide receivers are the ones and tight ends that need to make the plays.
I think it's all of the above. I think it's a mix of everything. You know, Blake's timing has a lot to do with whether or not the receivers have time to make the play.
He's not looking anybody off either.
Right. But I know for a fact that he has complete confidence in Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns and even Brian Walters now. But with Julius Thomas, he's been away for so long. And, you know, I don't know if it's his ab injury now that he's been back or something, but there's that chemistry that's been off. So that's the exception. But I think, as far as holding the ball for so long, I think that's just it's timing and seeing his receivers being open.
And the offensive line isn't helping at all
no.
either. And so I think if you get consistent time to be able to evaluate, the faster your timing starts to work in your head and you do get to release it. But are there times that it's having nothing to do other than it's his fault entirely? Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
A couple times during the game where I saw that he was looking directly at the wide receiver yeah. before the ball was even snapped. So he was displaying with his eyes and with his, I guess, his whatever he's doing with
like
his body.
Like he's saying, get open,
right.
I'm supposed
yeah.
to go to you.
And
no,
the defenders can see
someone.
That, and they
yeah.
know they're targeting him. Yeah. So it's very simple to target one guy on the field versus the rest of them.
And there's times that I have no issue with the plays that they run, but the timing of the play calling. That's my issue. Because every now and then you're like, wow, that was a great play. Wow, that was a great play. Why did you choose to do this play here? Why is this person running this? Like, it's very questionable with a fine line between the play calling and the plays that they're choosing. Do you
like
get what I'm saying?
Like the personnel?
Yeah. Like, I don't have really a big issue with the plays they're running, but when they call them,
the personnel
like,
and the
oh,
execution.
That play that just failed would have worked really nice here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you do on first down, what you do on second down, what you do on third down.
Situational.
Yeah, I don't know, that's my issue.
I thought overall the game plan was pretty good for the going up against the number two defense in the league and especially those two really good cornerbacks in Antonio Cromartie and Darrell Revis. And the fact that both receivers got over 120 yards, I mean, that's astounding to mm-hmm. me. So there were really good things The run defense was really, really, really
defense
good.
Played really good.
But, like, you know, a lot of people want to mention linebacker Paul Posluszny, the Mike linebacker, like, it shouldn't be in pass coverage, you know? And that's probably true, but they also then had the injury with Dan Scuda in his groin, so they couldn't necessarily utilize him as often. And so it just seems like we could talk. I feel like every week we talk with every loss almost in circles. Like, all right, well, this improved. This was terrible. This improved. And then the next game, it's all different stuff. And then it's like, okay, well, yep, they're somewhat close, yet we're not. I didn't have any confidence, even though supposedly I picked a win. I had no confidence that we were going to go up there and win. And I have no confidence that we're going to beat the Ravens either. Not because the Ravens are fantastic, just because I think they know what they're doing better than we do.
I think it was a turnover battle, too. I mean, it's tough lose four offensive possessions.
Yeah.
And then win.
You can't do that, right.
But still came down to the final couple minutes, so this is a little encouraging.
Yeah, if you guys were encouraged because it was such a close game.
Nearly every game this season has been close.
I know.
Yeah.
But to me, this was the most put-together game for me.
Offensively or overall?
Overall. There's been, up until this point, there's been a game where I'm like, well, the defense blew that one. Well, the offense blew that. Special teams, that sucked. And this was the most complete. Did they win? No, so it doesn't matter. But to me, this was the most complete.
You mean of the losses?
Correct.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think I just lost so much excitement. And so then the news came out today about Andrew Luck and the laceration in his kidney, which sounds
crazy. Absolutely,
yeah, terrifying. And I saw Hayes Carlin of the Times Union tweet, like, hey, if it's me, and that's my 26-year-old franchise quarterback, I'm not playing him the rest of the season. I'm putting him on IR. And he's like, what do I know? And I completely agree with him, except for the fact that if Andrew is obviously able to come back to full percentage and he's fully, truly healed and they are competing for the division championship.
I mean, Matt Hasselbeck stepped in very nicely for
him.
So it's not like it's a huge...
And I feel like there were some Jaguar fans today who got really excited when they saw that Luck injury news. I'm like, guys...
We still have
the 40-year-old Hasselbeck.
Right.
Like, it doesn't change anything.
No, it really doesn't.
I mean, if you look at it, are we better than last year? Sure. Is this good enough? Of course not. We have two wins.
Right.
It's like that Big Cat Country article where they said, yeah, we keep getting close, but we'll make the playoffs in 2022.
It's funny.
We'll get there. We're close, guys.
I actually wrote a blog post today, and the title is "Why Jaguars Are Closer Than You Think." And I wrote that because being around them all the time, it seems like, oh, well, of course they're gonna win. Hearing Gus talk, he's so positive. He's uplifting. Like, he's happy. He has faith. He's confident. Being around the players, they're confident too. They know that they can do their job. They are mentally tough. They're prepared. They're never like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing, but we'll figure it out. Like, all the pieces are there. And then when you watch it on the field, it doesn't happen. But because of those things, that's why I just feel like it's coming. Whether it happens at the end of the season or the start of the next, I don't know.
I've heard that for so long.
I know. I know that.
So long.
I know.
It's just, it's like the old saying, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Which is always, by the way, way worse if someone said that to you.
Much worse.
Oh, my gosh. Like, growing up, I would have way rather my parents been mad at me or my teacher been mad at me than disappointed
in me. Well, that's a tactic. And
I
now
know.
You get to use it on your kids one day.
Oh, I use it all right.
Oh.
So, top-selling female jerseys in the United States. I'm sure a lot of people are not aware and would not ever in a million tries, choose the overall top-selling jersey. So we are going to talk about that. And if you had the NBA trophy for 24 hours, what would you do with it? Those are our topics coming up next on Helmets and Heels, built by Dreamfinders Homes on 1010 XL 92.5 FM.
Get everything you need to know about each week's top high school football games with Brent Martineau and Frank Frangie on Game Night Live, 6 p.m. this Friday. Brought to you by Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute Rehabilitation on 1010 XL.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, Wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Whatever you do, don't buy any diamond or diamond jewelry this weekend anywhere. Because the biggest jewelry sale of the year is coming next weekend, November 20th, 21st, and 22nd at Global Diamonds. This is not an ordinary sale like you get from old-fashioned ordinary jewelers. This is a three-day extravaganza unlike anything you've ever seen before. You'll get Global Diamonds' already unbeatable price, plus extra savings on every ring, every pair of earrings, every bracelet, every band, and every piece of colored gemstone jewelry. Global Diamonds beats other stores' so-called sale prices every day. So this event will take it to a whole new level. If you buy any jewelry this week anywhere, you will pay too much. The biggest event of the year is coming. It's not this weekend, it's next weekend, November 20th, 21st, and 22nd at Global Diamonds. Global Diamonds, the new smarter, better way to buy diamonds and fine jewelry, is hosting the largest jewelry sale you've ever seen. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. November 20th, 21st, and 22nd at Jacksonville's only direct diamond importer, Global Diamonds, at the Markets at Town Center between West Marine and REI.
Remedy Staffing, a trusted leader in recruiting and career placement, has permanent positions to fill. Revlon, one of the most recognized brands in beauty products, is looking to hire for several key positions for their world-class team. Open positions include Director of Engineering, Project Marketing Manager, and Equipment Mechanic with PLC Programming. Immediate interviews for qualified candidates. Email your resume or additional questions to 7299 at remedystaff.com.
Now, your 1010XL Community Calendar.
The Yellow Ribbon Fund's annual golf outing at Marsh Landing Country Club is this Friday. Make a difference for injured service members and their families. Go to yellowribbonfundneflorida.org.
Nearly half of all cancers can be prevented, mostly by making changes in your diet, controlling your weight, and of course, by not smoking. Visit preventablecancers.org.
Enjoy entertainment, tree lighting, and fireworks while you donate blood at St. John's Town Center this Saturday from 3 to 8 p.m.
The Hurricane Junior Tour for boys and girls 11 to 18 is at the Amelia River Golf Club this Saturday and Sunday. Go to hjgt.org.
Boys and girls age 8 to 18 can register for Police Athletic League basketball through December 11th at jackspal.com.
If you're involved in a community event and you'd like us to help spread the word, find out how at 1010XL.com.
Welcome to Guggen Nation, 1010XL 92.5 FM.
1010XL's restaurant of the day for Monday is Jenkins Quality Barbecue, a Jacksonville family business serving succulent ribs, chicken, sliced pork, and beef for 57 years. All cooked fresh daily on an oak wood fire pit and topped with their savory mustard-based sauce. Taste their barbecue. You'll understand why their customers can't get enough. Find them on the south side at 2025 Emerson, downtown 830 Pearl, north side 5945 New Kings Road. Jenkins Quality Barbecue, 1010XL's restaurant of the day.
Michael McDonald, this Christmas, an evening of holiday and hits. Saturday, December 19th, Thrasher Horn Center in Orange Park. Michael McDonald. The night of Christmas music and your favorite hits. Have yourself a... Tickets on sale now at Thrasher Horn Center box office, thcenter.org, or by phone, 904-276-6815.
Wins on Sunday require great performances.
He's going to bootleg it right. Now he's going to run. He's into the end zone.
Performance Painting presents the high-performance play of the game on 1010XL.
Performance Painting.
Quality coatings applied with pride.
Jaguars football by women, for women, and men. Helmets and heels, built by Dreamfinders Homes on 1010XL, 92.5
FM. Donna's not here to take it back, but she's coming back. So I guess I'll have to do it. I'll have to talk over Zach Brown. But, you know, there are worse things.
I didn't like his bald head when he performed at the CMAs.
I don't think he gets to necessarily control much hair he has, Amanda.
But no, Chris Stapleton, he shaved his head.
He has hair. He does have hair.
Right, that's what I mean.
He probably gets tired of dealing with it while on the road and all that good stuff, you know?
I mean, it's not like he had long, luscious locks.
You're right.
I'm being really mean.
That's all right. To me, he can sing all day, every day. And yes, yeah. Chris Stapleton.
Chris Stapleton and Bay. Mm. that killed him.
Timberlake, a.k.a. Yeah, so I've been a Chris Stapleton fan for a long time, mm-hmm. and I was so excited that now lots of other people got to jump on the Chris Stapleton
bandwagon. It's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of weird for me because he was like my thing. Like, nobody really knew about him, and now everybody's singing his songs in the stands, and I'm like, just stop. You didn't like him a long time ago, so you're not allowed to.
Yeah, well, I always figure the more people we have on our side, the better.
I guess,
yeah. So I was going to hold off on Suds and Duds and get to some of the topics first, but I know everyone's excited to share theirs, so we will get things kicked off here. D-Murph, who's your stud?
My stud is with a team that we air on this station.
Ooh, local flavor.
Saturdays. This is Navy football. For dominating and beating Memphis.
Yep.
45-20.
Taking down the unbeatens, who people had been talking about should be in that top four for the college football playoff rankings. And down goes Memphis.
And yes, I know I have a soft spot in my heart for the midshipmen, but still, come on. They dominated that game. Dominated. They left. Memphis had goose eggs, 0-0 in both second and fourth quarter.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Phenomenal.
And since we won't be on air tomorrow, happy Veterans Day to all active duty veterans. Yeah, and just to tie in with that, Monday night is the first UNF basketball game. It's our military appreciation night, so we will have lots of military-focused stuff, and we'll be honoring and recognizing veterans and active duty military. So if people want to go to that, of course, UNFFastPrize.com. All right, Blythe, your stud, please.
My stud is Cam Newton. Not only is he leading his team to undefeated record, but on Sunday, whenever he scored a touchdown, he went to try to take the ball and give it to a little kid, but I think it was Julius Peppers that took the ball from him, threw it off to the side. He still went and got the ball and gave it to the little boy. Turns out, unbeknownst to Cam Newton, that the little boy just lost his father.
Aww.
And so he was attending his first Panthers game ever with his two grandfathers.
Aww.
And so in that case, I thought it was just really, really great. Not only is Cam Newton is, you know, say what you want about it, his time in college, but in the pros, I think he's been nothing but stand up. And I've heard stories about him where he'll take pictures with fans and, you know, fans have like alcoholic drinks with them. Like he'll say, you know, put the drinks off to the side. I don't want to be photographed with drinks in my hand. You know, it just kind of the opposite of what I guess you would expect out of a young quarterback, especially a fresh face like him. And a beautiful smile, too.
I got to meet him.
Oh, that's right.
And touch his back. Keep going.
That's it. That's done. I just thought it was a really cool story.
That is. That's an awesome story. I missed that one.
I want to know why Julius Peppers took it away. Like, why was he being...
Well, he used to play for the Panthers. So I think it was kind of like a little bit of a showboating.
Yeah, a kid?
Well, no, he took it away from Cam.
Oh.
Cam wanted the ball, and he took the ball, and Peppers threw it away, and Cam went and got the ball and then took it back to the little boy.
I think Amanda was too busy researching her stud to pay attention to the full story.
No. I have a stud. My stud is finding the light in a dark place, like when Florida State loses to Clemson. But then Jimbo Fisher, your head coach, is super classy and tells Dabo Swinney, go win it all.
That was cool. I did hear that.
Super cool. We talked about this on the Frangie show, and Blue was not okay with me agreeing with that. But
held hands.
We held hands and sang Kumbaya. But I think it's a cool move because of the fact that it's, you know, Florida State was number one at one point, and now it's Clemson's turn, and they're in the same conference, and the ACC isn't a top dog conference to begin with, so it's cool that Clemson gets to represent the ACC, and it makes the ACC look good if he goes all the way.
Do you think that this is sort of kind of like what the SEC does in supporting, like, SEC? Like, do you think it's along those lines?
Yeah,
where the
absolutely.
ACC is coming up and trying to support each other?
Yeah, I think unless you're playing each other, I think conferences support each other, and they should. That doesn't always happen because, obviously, it's super competitive, so I get it. But in this game, Jimbo knew going in that it was a long shot for Florida State to win. And Clemson's a better team, so I like that he took the high road and he wasn't like, oh, they're big jerks just because they're better than us. No, they're better than you. What are you going to do about it? Like, yeah, wish them well. Cool. Rick thinks I'm being naive, but hey. I think it's a cool move.
I actually agree with you, and I know the SEC has always gotten bad rap for that. Like, people from other conferences are always like, you don't hear us saying Big Ten, Big Ten. Right. I'm like, well, you're dumb not to, because to be honest, it's a subjective system. The better your conference is as a whole, the better off you are in the college football playoff rankings. Right. And then the next year, you know the reason right now Alabama's ranked over Ohio State? Because everyone thinks the SEC is better than the Big Ten.
Right.
So therefore, the better your conference is, the better off you'll be. Yep. But yeah, so I've always laughed at when, you know, I've heard criticism from other people.
Danny Cannell and some other fill-in on the Russillo show, they got into it pretty heated, and they were ripping the SEC apart
for that sort of mindset. I don't like Danny Cannell to begin with, so.
I really like the show.
Because he played for Florida State.
That has nothing to do with it.
Oh. He's actually really good on the radio.
Maybe the radio. I only watch him on TV, and I'm not that impressed, but that's just my
Russillo
opinion.
Russillo and Cannell.
Could be wrong.
It's one of my favorites.
So I have a lot of studs. One was mentioned on our show earlier, Helga Peachman, that penalty kick that was scored, literally like the craziest penalty kick I've ever seen. I've never seen something ricochet and go in. It was incredible. And then so it involves legs. And then the Florida kicker, Austin Harden, he's had a really funky year where he's made some really nice kicks and then missed some really easy kicks. And everyone kind of wondered, has there been something going on mentally with him? And, like, why doesn't McElwain trust this guy? He was the original starter, obviously. Then McElwain tweeted out to have lots of different kickers show up. So, you know, obviously as a Florida fan, I'm watching that game sick to my stomach. Like, oh, my gosh, we're really potentially going to lose. This was, you know, the easy win, so to speak. It's homecoming, all this stuff. And so, long story short, he makes the kick. Oh, wasn't sure if he was going to, and it was a career long for him. So, I know it's close to home, and you always give me that face when I pick Florida players, but...
How many weeks in a row is it?
I think it's, like, only two.
No.
What?
No.
Doubtful.
I picked two.
Whatever.
And they both benefit me, okay? It's a world that... Or what is it? Y'all are just living in my world.
Yeah, you're regional. Yeah. We're national.
It's my world. Okay. You're just living in it.
Exactly. Which is not at all how it is. But yes. All right, D-Murph, give us your dud.
This is so easy. Come on. I mean, we can't do, obviously, Jerry Jones and Greg Hardy every
don't
week.
Don't do it.
Right. We could.
Don't do it, Donna.
I'm not. You see it?
Yes.
That's mine. Of course he is.
Who's yours?
Akeem Tlaib.
That was mine.
Ah, that was gonna be mine too.
He should be almost everybody's.
Yeah.
I don't believe him one bit. Oh, I was just trying to poke his head. No, you were not. You have been a scumbag for quite a while. And I know, even though you were on New England, you were a scumbag then. You didn't want to listen to any rules. And look at you. He's suspended for one game, as he should be.
And for someone with, I have a really impaired vision in one eye, and like, I know what can happen to a little bit of trauma to your eye. So to me, when I hear stuff like that, it gives me chill bumps because I'm like, you really could damage his eye forever. And then hopefully at that point you would realize that you're an idiot, but then it's too late also.
It was also a costly penalty too.
Yeah.
And they only lost by 3 points, so you could say that that directly affected the ending of that game.
Now, I wonder if Manning got in his face. You know there's quarterbacks that will, but I don't know if he is.
I don't think so. And if he does do it, he's going to do it privately. I don't think I've ever seen Manning get emotional towards another player on the field.
I don't think so.
He usually keeps
He just shakes
collected.
His head.
Yeah.
That big forehead.
You'll see him get disappointed, but I don't think I've ever seen him yell at somebody else. Yeah. Not like an Aaron Rodgers, who's kind of a big baby. He could be sort of a dud. That whole, the Packers sideline this past week.
What happened? He wrecked the tablet?
Yeah. He had just thrown a pick, and then he was watching what happened on the play, and then he threw the Microsoft Surface tablet in frustration, which I'm sure, like, Microsoft's a little happy about that extra airtime.
I don't know. The NFL, did they fine him yet?
He's sort of like the golden boy. He's not going to get.
Please.
He's not going to get fined.
I'm an idiot, by the way. Had Aaron Rodgers on my bench and started Phillip Rivers because my projection, of course, was that the Bears were going down in a...
That was everyone's projection.
Right, in a sea of Chargers touchdowns.
No,
I didn't know that you could tie in fantasy football, but I freaking tied this weekend. 138 to 138.
You don't do decimals?
I guess not.
Oh,
I
you
got to
do decimals.
I'm not ESPN. I just have the
you
app.
You don't play Philip Rivers after the second half of the season.
True.
Don't.
But it's the
he
Bears.
Not
it's
yeah.
the Bears.
Last night, I will say that I enjoyed watching Philip Rivers on the sidelines, at least. I just think it's so cool, like, how pumped up he is to, like, support his team. And then you have, on the other end, Cutler.
You like him. You like Philip Rivers?
Yeah.
I always thought, when I was in college, I always thought Philip Rivers was cute.
You know, he has eight kids.
I do know that.
I was just going to say, he has, like,
17
children.
Eight kids.
He just always looks angry. Why? No, why are you always looking angry?
He wasn't angry last night.
He has seven more children than the four of us combined.
That's probably why he's so angry, because he has eight kids.
Meanwhile, Cutler's married to Kristen Cavallari, who tweeted out, like, Mr. Fourth Quarter does it again.
Oh, God.
Right? But he really does have a legitimate...
Since when?
He's really good at fourth quarter comebacks.
Man,
so,
nobody
whatever.
Amanda, I hate Jay Cutler so much.
We all care about your dud, I promise.
You do?
Yes, we're getting there right now.
My dud is probably my best yet.
Oh.
She's setting the bar low.
Today I discovered there is such thing as a clip-on man bun.
Oh, you just now found out about that?
Yeah, that's been around for a while.
Oh, I think Blythe did a whole story on Guys Girl about it. Guysgirl.com.
Thanks.
Go there for all the stories.
So your dad is the clip-on man bun?
So you clearly read Guys Girl.
I read Guys Girl like 24/7.
In her defense, I think that might have been before she came to Jacksonville. Not that Guysgirl.com didn't exist.
No,
it's definitely been around for about
a year. Yeah.
It just showed up on my feed today, and they're selling them on Groupon for $9.99.
Yeah.
Why did
you're
I
late
not
to the party, Missy?
It sounds like you're interested in purchasing one.
No, I mean,
you want one?
They
for
have
Oscar,
they,
don't you?
The man buns are gone now. Apparently, it's about the man braid, which is like French braids.
No,
for guys.
Ew!
Stop.
Just I have a girlfriend who is a hairdresser, and she was showing me pictures of it, and I about barfed. It's too much.
And then you did it for real.
It's too much, too much.
Wow, I'm really upset.
I'm really sorry. I could name some other duds since we were all going to do a Cube Tlaib. I mentioned Jose Reyes earlier. He's a dud.
He's not a dud because he won.
The referees for the Gator game, they were duds. There was another one. Oh, I know. I was going to do Dustin Johnson and his wife, Paulina.
I thought that was cute.
And we'll talk a little bit about that for people who don't know. So she posted a picture
on
Instagram.
Someone doesn't read her.
Yeah.
You guys send like 17 emails at once and you expect me to see all of them.
See, I tried a long time ago to get everything streamlined with Evernote, with getting you ladies hooked into some 21st century technology, and they refused.
Listen, I am.
That's
all
not true.
For it.
I started with Evernote, and then
but you
got to
keep going
off.
With it. And now we have 30 emails to sort through each week instead of just one document. That we
right,
just
but
look
for
at.
The most part, we only send out one with the meat of the information.
Yeah, but
and like
then as they come in, they get buried, and I'm like, what are they talking about? Like I'm on email 17, and you guys are talking about something from email 7, and I have to go all the way down to catch up. And who has time for that?
So,
not this girl.
So Dustin Johnson, the famous golfer, his wife posted a picture on Instagram of her in pretty scantily clad is even the wrong word.
Like, she posted it or he posted it?
She posted the picture.
Okay.
And it's lingerie. And it's not just like a onesie dress or something. And onesie's the wrong word.
Oh,
clearly,
onesie
I don't
dress.
Have like lingerie terminology off the top of my head. But it's like what I would picture as being in like the back of Victoria's Secret. You know,
oh,
like the
wow.
like really sexy.
Like
sexy.
Garter belts. Pantyhose.
Yeah.
Heels.
And like a lot of her shown.
Wow.
And so she's, and not that there's a lot of her, but a lot of what she does have is shown. So she's like, I can't wait for you to come home, Dustin. And then it's signed like Dirty Diana, which is not her name. Her name's Paulina, but that must be her, like his pet name for her. I don't know.
Alter ego.
Yeah. So I was going to say like, I'm all for the sexy picture of yourself, but why wouldn't you just text it to your husband instead of posting it for all the world to see? Just because to me, that's,
because they are. That's
gross.
What they do.
That's who they are. Yeah.
Yeah.
They are like that, but I don't like it.
I don't know.
Either.
Mm. I'm kind of impartial to it.
That
I mean,
makes see them less at Halloween. Romantic.
No.
Oh, you got to see her Halloween picture.
Yes.
Yeah. Look at, he was a vampire.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah. I thought they looked great.
She was a vampire temptress, whatever. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
It's Halloween.
That's how they are.
Yeah.
Apparently, Halloween, which I guess is now the official look like a tramp.
It's been like that for a long time.
Why?
Longer than the man buns have been around.
Because it's the only excuse that you have to really dress risque out in public.
Right.
I mean, you can always come up with other excuses, but...
Why can't you be fun and go as like a Ghostbuster?
I dress as a wizard. I mean...
That doesn't surprise me one bit.
I know. I mean, years ago, I dressed, you know, like, this is so lame. I was a sexy referee.
Oh.
So lame.
I don't, whatever.
Did you wear the high boots? Oh, yes. Gosh. She's
and then
the
short. Still had a flag. Right.
Skirt.
Oh, no.
But, you know, shorts and heels, sure. And I had a striped shirt and it was tied.
Well, ladies
like
and gentlemen.
I've all been there.
What have you dressed as
I feel
sexy
like,
for Halloween,
I feel
Missy?
Like in my early college years, I made some questionable decisions.
See, and that's mine was like 10 years, so it was like early like right. college. So it was just yeah. like, you'd make those, you'd like a kitten or something.
I did the German girl beer girl.
Yeah.
I've been that before, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's easy. So, yes, Donna, it's out there, and yeah. you're loving it.
I do. I love it. And then you grow up, and you're embarrassed.
And then you dress yeah. like a wizard.
And then, you're never going to dress like that. Top-selling jerseys, female jerseys. And what we think about when we go to buy a jersey is coming up right after this on 10 to Next 92.5 FM. Helmets and Heels, built by Dream Fighters Homes.
The home of Jacksonville University sports.
This is head coach Kerwin Bell. It's the final road game of the year as JU travels to North Carolina to tangle with Campbell. Listen to the pregame at 12:30 and stay tuned for kickoff at 1 p.m. on 1010 AM.
Cool off this fall with logoed items from Hardball Creative. When you order company logoed items, let Hardball make your experience like a cool breeze. Simply log on to hardballcreative.com.
Donna Murphy here for Florida Pump Service. With my family moving into a new house, we are so excited about not having to deal with that hard water anymore, and that's all thanks to Florida Pump Service and their water softener technology. We are just a couple months away, actually like a month and a half away now, from being home ready, which means a couple months away from quality water. Knowing that our water will taste and smell better is an added bonus. Call Florida Pump Service today for a free no-hassle water test at 269-0202.
Great tasting food and weight loss. Only Metabolic Research Centers has put the two together. Frank Frangie here. Imagine enjoying delicious meals like steak with bacon-wrapped asparagus, Cobb salad with chicken, eggs and bacon, tuna salad with real mayo, and the popular bacon cheeseburger dip made with real sour cream. If you want to eat great and lose weight, visit one of the 10 metabolic locations on the First Coast. To set up a free consultation, click on emetabolic.com or call 1-800-501-8090 today.
If life's financial hardships have become too much, bankruptcy could be the answer. It won't ruin your credit like creditors want you to believe, and often bankruptcy is the first step to rebuilding credit. Filing for bankruptcy has provided millions of Americans with the fresh start they need. Call me, Chip Parker, today. At Parker & Dufresne, we have the experience and can help determine whether filing for bankruptcy makes the most sense for you. Visit jackslawcenter.com or call 733-HELP, 733-HELP.
Well, I just got my new smartphone.
So, what are you going to download next?
As soon as I turn it on.
So, what's next?
Well, I can't wait.
For what?
Next.
The app you're going to download.
Next.
The downloadable app.
Next.
What is it?
It's a big hit.
The app you downloaded.
Yes.
It's next.
The one and only.
I don't even know what I'm saying! Look, when you go to the App Store...
Yes?
And you click on the next app...
You bet I will.
The next app.
Why not? It's got everything I need.
The app that's next.
The next app.
That's what I'm saying.
No, you're saying the app that's next.
What are you saying?
The next app.
The next app?
Every bit of it.
I don't even know what it is!
The next radio app with free built-in FM receiver on your smartphone. Listen and interact with your local station, even enter contests. And with the next radio app, you get 3 times less drain on your battery and 20 times less data usage. Download the next radio app today.
Next radio.
In the market for a new car? Why not check out the pre-owned Supercenter at Garber Auto Mall in Green Cove Springs? With over 200 quality pre-owned vehicles for you to browse, you're sure to find your new ride. All vehicles pass a 120-point inspection and are Carfax certified. If you can't make it out to see us today, visit us at www.garberautomall.com to see our entire inventory online. And remember, we beat big city prices every day.
There's only one thing more annoying than a leaky toilet. It's knowing that leak is costing you money. But it's in your power to keep your money from going down the drain. Most toilet leaks are simple to repair, and by fixing them, you can save up to $24 a month on your utility bill. Now that's something nice to hear. For more money-saving tips, visit JEA.com. JEA, building community, a money-saving community.
McClunny Equipment and Tracker is your source for heavy-duty and high-performance Kubota RTV utility vehicles. The Kubota RTV utility vehicles give you the power and durability to tackle the toughest tasks on a variety of terrain. Options include 2- and 4-seat Kubota RTVs, air-conditioned cabs, and gas or diesel engines. McClunny Equipment and Tracker can also custom-wrap your Kubota RTV with your favorite college team or business logo. Click metractor.com or call 259-4277 to reach McClunny Equipment and Tracker, your Kubota superstar.
The flagship station of the Jaguars, 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
Donna Murphy here, and it's moving time for the family. With a brand new house, we need a fence. Privacy, safety for the little one and pets, and of course, a fence that is reliable. That's why we chose Bullard Fence. They help you choose the style of fence that's right for you. But when I told them I was moving to Nocatee, Bullard Fence knew immediately the type of fence we needed. Call today for the fence that's right for you. 781-2397. Serving Greater Jacksonville for over 15 years with no bull. It's Bullard Fence.
When it comes to cars and you're a do-it-yourselfer, you can't beat the inventory and prices at Rusty Acres. With clean and tested Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury used auto parts, you'll find what you need at Rusty Acres. 786-1777. 786-1777.
Make Monday feel like game day with Post Game Monday.
We cannot give them the game.
Expert analysis of Sunday's games all day.
You're either going to win or you're going to lose.
Brought to you by Dandy Foods. Family owned for 59 years on 1010XL.
Some folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood. Hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. But I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind.
Girls just want to talk football. More helmets and heels, built by Dreamfinders Homes, now on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
So one of us is in a New York state of mind.
Woo-hoo! I'm so excited.
This, Amanda Deer, is Billy Joel.
Yes.
And this, I've seen this song live, is amazing. But that's not the point. The point is you're going to New York City.
Yeah! I'm so excited. I've been a bunch, but it's been 4 or 5 years since I've been back, and it'll be my first time at Madison Square Garden for Cavs Knicks on Friday night. So I'm super pumped. And we're going to do, there's some people up there who live up there. And so since we've done the touristy stuff before, we're going to really see like the local scene, which that's I'm excited awesome. About.
Yeah.
That's
I've only really been to New York cool. City once. It was in July and I went for a concert. So I did get to go to Madison Square Garden. Of course I went for a concert. The problem was it was so hot up there. So I'm excited for you going this time of year.
It's like
so
50s. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, so I got all my winter clothes, like my Florida
That's
winter clothes.
Awesome. Good. My Florida winter clothes. I like how you say it like that.
Excited.
Yay. Yeah. Well, like you said, be sure to pack smartly so that you don't get sick or get an injury, as Amanda Borges is about to tell us with our Farrah and Farrah injury update.
The personal injury attorneys of Farrah and Farrah present this injury update. Farrah and Farrah, protecting you and your family since 1979.
Well, the Jaguars do have some injuries that they sustained in the Jets game, so we will keep our eye on those this week. Allen Hurns injured his foot on the last play of the game, but his x-ray came back normal, which is good news. Zane Beadle sprained his left knee during the game. He did return, and good news for Marquise Lee, he will get an increased workload this week.
But I wonder if that still translates to him missing the game, just
right?
Because it's an increased workload in practice. But yeah, when I read that Zane Beadle was returning with a knee sprain, I was really impressed.
I know.
Not although sometimes I think to myself, if you can't really play all that well, you just really want to play, then you should be smart and not play. But
keep yourself out.
Yeah, but overall, like I said, I was impressed. So the top selling jerseys, Blythe, you put up an article today about this. I think it was today. Was it today? Yesterday? This week?
Maybe
last week?
Promoted it today. It's still on. It's
whatever
still on
it was up.
The
whole
page of Guys Girl.
So I said earlier no one would ever guess the top selling jersey across all females. Joe Haden for the Cleveland Browns. First of all, the reason that surprises me is because it's the Browns. But second of all, that's a defensive player. And yeah, he went to Florida, so he's great. But for the most part, I feel like women buy offensive player jerseys. Mm-hmm. Or guys that at least like have made, you know, a huge impact.
I will say Cleveland in particular is a different breed of their own because I've done interviews with female fans across the nation. And the most submissions I've ever gotten is from Cleveland Brown fans over Jaguar fans.
Weird.
And so you would, I mean, they're diehard fans. So I, it really doesn't surprise me. I think what more surprises me is that the state of Kentucky has some kind of infatuation with Drew Brees. That's the only one that really stuck out to me.
Yeah, that is weird.
I was really sad to find out that Blake Bortles, who was the best selling jersey for Florida last year, got eclipsed by Ryan Tannehill. Come on.
That doesn't surprise me just Florida. Because of the Miami fan base, just because the team has been around for so long that, you know, when you're a Miami fan, you just stay with it. And Ryan Tannehill is not the best player.
Maybe they're hoping that his wife, Lauren, will mistake them for him.
Yeah, there's always that.
Still kind of funny, though, that the state is still colored teal.
Yes, I saw
the Miami color. And I was like, well, I guess somebody didn't pay attention to their Photoshop
that
colors.
That is really funny, actually.
Well, yeah, I mean, it should have been a little bit lighter, but maybe the person doing
lighter.
It
that's
was...
A lot lighter. That's definitely teal.
Yeah, maybe the person doing it was colorblind.
No, it's totally, totally teal. But it is kind of cool to see what we're looking at is just a big map of the U.S., and it has the name of the top-selling jersey in each state. So I'm seeing lots of orange because of Peyton Manning.
Yeah, he has a ton.
And then Russell Wilson obviously has Washington and Oregon, and then Nevada and California's Colin Kaepernick. Were there any other weird ones?
I think Drew Brees was really the weirdest one to me. Yeah, I don't get the Kentucky connection.
Right. All right, so it made me think, when going to buy a jersey, and not necessarily all people go to buy jerseys. I know a lot of guys say, I'm never wearing another guy's name on my back. And then some women would say, like, jersey's not my thing. So if we go to buy a jersey, what factors into it? For me, I only own one Jaguar jersey. I had an entire thought process going into it. It was the year we had both Fred Taylor and Maurice Jones-Drew. So I thought about which one I wanted. Ended up going with Fred Taylor because he went to Florida. So I was like, all right, I have a little bit more affinity for him. And then I was really lucky because then, of course, he retired right after that. And Maurice Jones-Drew ended up leaving. So at least I felt like I could still wear the Fred Taylor jersey because I'm a big believer that you can't buy a jersey or you can't wear a jersey of a player that plays for a different team. Mm-hmm. Like, he could transfer and then, you know, retire, and like Maurice Jones-Drew did, now you can wear Maurice Jones-Drew jersey. But when he wasn't playing for the Jags, then I felt like you couldn't. When he was playing for the Raiders, I felt like you couldn't wear that jersey. But so that's what factors into it for me, is probably a little bit where they went to college, and then also the long-term sustainability of the jersey, because they're on the hefty,
a little
expensive side. Yeah. Blythe, what about you?
I only own one jersey, and the only reason I own it is because it was a gift to me. I personally don't care for jerseys. I would never spend $100 on, like you said, a player that could be cut tomorrow, could be traded tomorrow. If I do go after sort of that look, it's the T-shirts and the T-shirts that have the player name on it. But I still won't buy, unless it's like a legendary player, like I have like a Big Poppy David Ortiz T-shirt for the Red Sox. I still won't buy like just a random guy's T-shirt. Like it has to be somebody that's like, you know, Hall of Fame level, Jaguars pride level. It has to be someone in that regard. Otherwise, I'm just going to buy something cute.
Yeah, I'm not really a jersey girl. I don't think I've ever worn a jersey.
But you used to paint your body.
Well, not all the way.
Oh, that's the way you made it sound.
In Key West?
What?
In high school, she was on the spirit team.
Can I please defend myself before this goes way wrong?
Viral?
Just wrong. We were talking during the break about how much we loved high school football when we were in high school, and I actually think that's a fun topic. We all of us were very different. I said that I was never a cheerleader, but I had friends. My best friends were cheerleaders, and I had guy friends who played football. Since I was on a cheerleader, I was on the spirit squad, and we would, like, paint ourselves maroon and white, and we, like, had flags and whatever. When I said I painted my body, I meant, like, my face.
Then why'd you say your body?
Is my face not on my body?
No, when you say I painted my body, I think you're giving the image that you're wearing the tank top with the body paint and
I'm
the
sorry.
Face.
The
Garden of Eden in Cuba.
We painted our faces, but we'd paint our arms too. Like, we put handprints on our arms. Like, there'd be paint
That's
all
body
over
paint.
Us.
Yeah.
Right, but you made it sound like I was naked with body paint, because that was not the case.
No. I never said naked. I just said you used to paint your body.
Right.
Because that's you would rather do that than wear the jersey. That's where I was going.
Oh, you.
Don't knock it till you try it.
This harkens me back to when we had the discussion of our photo
yes,
shoot.
Yes, that's why I'm defending myself.
Right.
That
well,
was
it's all about body paint. And I remember getting the email, and I think I looked at my mom, and I was like, dear God. And she was like, no, you cannot do that. And I was like, I know.
I tried.
Yeah.
No.
And it was a lovely idea. It really was.
I just really like
y'all a couple
clothes.
Of drinks first before I ask these kind of things.
Yeah, exactly. But so I think my advice to people looking for jerseys, like for to give away as presents come holiday season is, like, really do think about the longevity of the jersey. Don't just buy a jersey because it's on sale necessarily, but think about how many times that jersey can be used as the person's a Jaguar.
It's actually really funny that you put so much thought into that. Because if you think of a jersey like a shirt, like, would you stare at a shirt in the store for, like, 20 minutes thinking about how many times you're going to wear it, where you're going to wear it, will you wear this in 15 years? Like, do you do that?
It's a commitment.
No, but if I was going to buy a shirt that was over $75, well, all
yeah.
of that would run through my head.
Right.
Which I would never do, and I also right. would never be in a store for 20 minutes because I hate shopping. But if you're going to look online, I think those are the things to consider, you
yeah,
know?
No,
like,
I
think
agree.
A Bortles jersey is a good investment. I think he's going to be a quarterback for a long time.
I wouldn't buy a Bortles
maybe
jersey.
Like a you wouldn't buy a Bortles jersey?
I wouldn't buy it. I can't think of one person on the Jaguars that I would buy their jersey.
Ow!
And that's just,
wow.
that's not, like, performance-wise, that's just preference.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
If I were to buy one, it would have to be somebody. It would probably be like a Fred Taylor.
Yeah. I would take either the Allen Robinson or the Allen Hurns right now, just because I think they'll, if someone was buying it for me.
Win a playoff game, then we'll talk about buying jerseys.
What about Jason Myers?
I personally wouldn't want that one right now because I don't know that he's going to be on the team next year. But there are some players I think that would be good.
Nah.
But anyway, we
playoffs.
Will check in with Fat Tony next as Blythe just draws her line in the sand. Coming up next is Fat Tuesdays. You're listening currently to Helmets and Heels. Built by Dreamfinders Homes on 92.5 FM.
Mike Dempsey here. Join me at Fat Tony Thursdays from 2 to 3 for the FanDuel Fantasy Forecast. We take your phone calls, your tweets, your lineup questions. We give you some fantasy advice, and we help you dominate. It's the FanDuel Fantasy Forecast Thursdays from 2 to 3 on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
Welcome to Bo!
To demonstrate that the Smoke and Chicken Burrito Bowl has the perfect balance of heat and flavor, we're bringing the heat of the smoked chipotle and honey-glazed all-natural chicken from your left speaker.
Heat!
And from the right speaker, is all the flavor from the southwestern rice and handcrafted guac. And when we bring them together, it's the perfect mix.
Heat!
Swing by Moe's Southwest Grill today for the just right smoking chicken burrito bowl.
Try our new smoking chicken bowl, Coca-Cola freestyle beverage, and chips and salsa for only $8.99 today.
Whatever you do, don't buy any diamond or diamond jewelry this weekend anywhere, because the biggest jewelry sale of the year is coming next weekend, November 20th, 21st, and 22nd at Global Diamonds. This is not an ordinary sale like you get from old-fashioned ordinary jewelers. This is a three-day extravaganza unlike anything you've ever seen before. You'll get Global Diamonds' already unbeatable price, plus extra savings on every ring, every pair of earrings, every bracelet, every band, every piece of colored gemstone jewelry. Global Diamonds beats other stores' so-called sale prices every day, so this event will take it to a whole new level. If you buy any jewelry this week anywhere, you will pay too much. The biggest event of the year is coming. It's not this weekend, it's next weekend, November 20th, 21st, and 22nd at Global Diamonds. Global Diamonds, the new smarter, better way to buy diamonds and fine jewelry, is hosting the largest jewelry sale you've ever seen. Don't miss this incredible opportunity.
opportunity November 20th, 21st, and 22nd at Jacksonville's only direct diamond importer, Global Diamonds, at the Markets at Town Center between West Marine and REI.
Hear that? That's the sound of JTEC driving your future forward with our automotive technology program. At JTEC, you learn by doing. Get hands-on training in engine performance, transmission diagnosis, suspension, steering, brakes, and so much more. After completing JTEC's AutoTech program, you'll know how to maintain, diagnose, and perform repairs on every major system in an automobile. We have the tools. Do you have the drive? Call 904-483-9460 or go to JTEC.org. JTEC, driving futures forward.
The holiday season has started and X Training Equipment is ready. Looking for that perfect gift for a friend or family member? Look no further than X Training Equipment, your one-stop source for the highest quality fitness equipment at everyday low wholesale prices. This month only, get 20% off dumbbells and kettlebells, and all treadmills, bikes, and ellipticals are on clearance. So what are you waiting for? Get on over today, and remember, at X Training, every day is training day.
Jacksonville is a great city with many talented people and businesses. The Jacksonville Bank is proud to be a part of this city, as we are the largest local bank actually headquartered in Jacksonville. And we are here to serve you. We take pride in our community and strive to help make it even better. We believe in local. We live local, we buy local, and we want you to bank local. Come by one of the Jacksonville Bank's 8 locations or visit jacksbank.com today and experience our winning team. We want to be your bank, the Jacksonville Bank. Member FDIC.
The weather has finally started to turn, which means fall has arrived. The Slammer and Squire and King and Bear want you to fall in love with golf all over again. Northeast Florida residents can now play for $20 off. Play the Slammer and Squire for $79 and the King and Bear for $99 anytime, Sunday through Thursday, and after 11 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. Northeast Florida residents only. Call 940-6088. That's 940-6088. Proof of residency is required.
The flagship station of the Jacksonville Jaguars. WJXL AM Jacksonville Beach. WJXL FM Jacksonville Beach.
This is Dr. Emanuel of the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute. JOI is proud to provide sports medicine services to the Jaguars, the Sharks, the Armada, JU, FSCJ, and to many high schools in the North Florida area. With 34 of the most experienced, caring, and fellowship-trained specialists in orthopedics, it's no wonder why coaches, parents, and athletes choose JOI. 7 physician clinics and 10 physical therapy clinics to better serve our patient needs. Call us at JOI 2000. We are Jacksonville's Orthopedic Institute.
Dan Hicken here. If you'd like to have a realtor guarantee the sale of your home, CeCe Underwood with Keller Williams Jacksonville Realty will guarantee she'll sell your home in 60 days or she will sell it for free.
That's right, Dan. We do it every day. I like homes to sell, not sit. Call me, CC Underwood, today to get your home sold.
So don't risk your home sitting unsold with another realtor. Call CC today at 302-4800. That's 302-4800.
How deep is your love? Is it like the ocean? What devotion are you? How deep is your love?
You're listening to Helmets and Heels, built by Dreamfinders Homes on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
I don't know what this is. Is this some sort of a...
Don't look at me.
Song?
I'm the only other one with headphones
here.
On. I have no idea what this is.
I took my headphones
yeah,
off.
Yeah, we got girls who just, the moment they can take their headphones off, it's over now. We're going to have to ask Scott. Scott, what is that?
It says Calvin Harris, How Deep Is Your Love?
Oh, okay.
And it says, it has Amanda under it, so I thought it was one of Amanda's songs.
Oh, see, she's choosing Calvin Harris on us now. No, I have heard that song. I take that
I've
back.
Heard
I just
that.
Didn't,
yeah.
Just didn't hear it then. Hi, Tony.
Hi.
Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, it is a Tuesday.
All right.
Not
so
a
I,
happy
asked,
one.
I asked John Osher when I saw him earlier.
Uh-huh.
I said, so where are you at this football season? Are you kind of over it at this point? Not yet. And he said, Lauren, I've done this for 20 years. You just put your head down and you work.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, but I remember where I was this time last year. And by this point, I could not wait for Thanksgiving. Like, I just need
some sort of holiday where I can immerse myself in, like, family and
food
and football from just a fan perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And I just needed a little break. And he said he was totally good. So I'm going to ask you, where are you at this point?
With the Jags?
The Jags and overall, like, the work of football season, the workload.
I'm okay. And,
good.
And actually, like, my workload this year is much more extensive than it was last year. And I'm still okay. I'm actually really enjoying the gig over at Gridiron now because
awesome.
I get the opportunity. I'm watching a lot more college football than I did. So, like, when I hear people say ignorant opinions about Baylor, I have a real opinion about Baylor because they have a lot of fantasy stars. And since I write fantasy football, I've watched, like, 5 or 6 Baylor games already this year. And I'm like, no, you don't know anything about that team. And I think a lot of people have only seen Baylor play last Thursday night against Kansas State. It's the first time they saw him on the road on a Thursday with a true freshman quarterback making his first ever start, and they decided they're going to judge that team and that program based on that. But because of what I'm doing outside of just covering the NFL and the Jaguars, I feel like I'm a little more well-rounded when I'm talking about football on, you know, like a Tuesday night like tonight. As far as covering the Jags, look, I usually hit – it's usually around Thanksgiving that I hit a wall that I'm like, I'm done. Like, I just, I'm over football season. This year, I don't feel that coming. I really don't. And I think it's partially because they are so much more competitive than they've been. So, like, every week when I go into a game, I'm like, yeah, they might win this one. I'm not saying that I expect them to go beat Baltimore, but they might win this game. And I've spent 2 years going, nope, there's no point. Why even play this one this weekend? They're not going to have a chance. And if they're within 10, it's a miracle. Like, that's how it's felt for 2 years in Jacksonville. And this year, it's like, well, why the heck are you turning it over 4 times? You know, you're playing a Jets team that there's no reason for the Jacksonville Jaguars that we've seen for 2 years to be in a football game against the New York Jets where they turn it over 4 times and almost they get the ball in their hands with a chance to go win. That's ridiculous sounding compared to where they've been for 2 years. Now, they turn it over 4 times, so they have to get the ball at the end with a chance to go win, as opposed to being up 10. I hated watching him pitch because he was so slow, and the game was so slow whenever Tommy was on the hill. He was a talented guy. He was one of those guys that came up in the Atlanta organization and was a mid-year call-up and was supposed to be that next guy for the Atlanta Braves. And for about a year and a half, it looked like he might be. And then it kind of fell off for him. Julio Teheran is more the guy who took over that kind of role with the Braves organization. And eventually Tommy was shipped out and wound up in L.A. And it's just a weird kind of shock to the system kind of story. To watch somebody that young, I mean, watching people that are younger than me pass for just inexplicable reasons, that's scary stuff.
No, I know. It is. And it always comes to you when... Or at least for me, deaths always happen in that kind of like multiple thing. And so it's
the threes.
Like, yeah. And it sometimes it's even more than the whole three thing. It just seems like I look around and it's like, man, it's just you really have to appreciate what you have. And on those days when you want to complain about something silly, like stop and go, okay, my organs are working.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be okay.
Right? Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's a shocking story. Like when I got on Twitter yesterday, I was like, why is Tommy Hansen? Like that was my, I was like, why would this guy be trending? Did he do something? Like,
right.
That was my first thought. And you click and you see the story and you're like, whoa. Like, that's really scary stuff. And, tragic to
absolutely
wake up this morning and see that he passed away.
Yeah. All right. What do you have coming up besides, you know, you have said you have some college football stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to get into the playoff committee and what they had to say is they have... I enjoyed listening to Hacker talking about Notre Dame today, and there are these moments when I'm listening and I'm like, has he watched this team? Like, it just doesn't sound like some people have even watched the teams that they're talking about because it's just coming from this weird kind of place. But I'm going to talk about the release of tonight's four and what it looks like beyond that. The Gators right in the spot where I honestly think they should be, at least for now. And they're going to have a chance to go head-to-head probably with Alabama at the end of the year and jump up potentially into that Final Four. But we'll see what they do with the next 3 weeks. Going to talk a little bit about the Jags and the AFC South. We got a question from a caller earlier today on Jaguars Today asking, what is the win total that we think Gus Bradley needs to...
You said 6-10, right?
I think at 6-10, he's going to keep his job. At 2-14, he's going to lose his job. And it's trying to figure out what does it look like in that 3-5 range? Like, what is good enough? And going to take a look back on some of the comments that we've heard from Dave Caldwell since he got here, especially about the progress of a young team and where he expects it to be at this point in the build, and kind of try to extrapolate what that may mean for what that win total may be.
Some serious analysis going on over there.
I'm trying. I'm also going to talk a little bit about Greg Hardy, Missouri, and the power of sports, really. I want to get into the Missouri stuff. Yeah, the Missouri stuff. I watched the whole video today with the protesters interacting with media. It was fascinating stuff. Fascinating. The protesters had no idea what they were talking about, but it was fascinating. So there was some teacher on the campus that was like, "You have no right to be here, sir." And it's on a public part of the campus. And the guy's like, "Actually, the reason that you can stand here is the reason that I can be here as a member of the media. It's all the same amendment. Is the reason that we can all be here right now." But going to talk about that. Also want to get into Veterans Day a little bit with it coming up tomorrow and why November 11th would be the day that we take a look back and honor the veterans of this country, because there is a very specific reason that November 11th is the day that we recognize the veterans that come home.
And, you know, shout out, of course, as always, to Donna Murphy's husband, who is in the Navy and serving our country day in and day out. So I had to, of course, mention him.
The studs tonight. All right. I had to walk out because I was getting ready for the show to do for the duds. I didn't hear the duds. But the studs tonight, bravo to you, Blythe, because you're the only one that didn't homer up.
I tried to keep it national.
You're the only one who didn't. Donna went with Navy. I'm not saying they were undeserving. You went with a loser head coach of your program, and you went with a kicker that I would say broke my heart, but I never expected to win that game.
Yeah, and I mean, part of the reason is I know you're coming up after, and you're a giant Commodores fan, so don't think that I'm not calculating in my
choices. She calculates everything. How she's already won our which I'm still not exactly sure.
I wouldn't have said a word. Okay. I would have just sat there and let it play out and been like,
you said that.
Dang it! Like, it's a shame that I didn't lose.
But I was so afraid at some point someone would figure it out, and then
she felt guilty. No, I'm a writer. I don't do math.
They could. I can tell you, like, and it's funny, a bunch of, you know, Gator haters that were following along with my dialogue on Twitter on Saturday watching that game, which, again, I never felt like watching that game. Oh, we got them now. Like,
I thought you did with about 8 minutes left in the fourth. That's when I got really nervous.
You haven't watched Vandy football the way I have. But I could have told you before that game that it was going to be a game where I expected it to be somewhere like 17-3.
Mm-hmm.
That's honestly the kind of score I expected, because the Gators they can only run the ball, basically. And Vanderbilt's really, really good in the front seven. And we have no offense. Haven't all year. If Vanderbilt had an offense, they'd be a 6-3 football team.
Agreed.
That's the honest truth. They just have nothing even resembling offense on that football team right now. But I had people, you know, Florida State fans and Georgia fans, and they're all tweeting me. They're like, when the sequence happened with Vanderbilt had the 3rd and 7, and then they had the delay a game, and then we had to call a timeout after a delay a game avoid another delay a game.
Yep.
And then we got nothing on 3rd and 12, and then we punted it 13 yards. And these Florida State fans and Georgia fans are all tweeting up. They're like, what is this? What is wrong with your football team? And I was like, I've been asking that for 25 years. I've been watching that sequence for 25 years in games this big where I'm just watching going, how can you get a delay a game? A timeout? Are you serious? And then special teams. Virtually every week, I just tell my roommate will sit there and watch Vandy games with me. I'll be like, once a game, they will do something inexplicable on special teams. And this week it happened to be, we're going to kick it 10 yards with a game on the line and a team that can't move the ball on us. I was waiting for it to happen the entire game, and it finally did in the fourth quarter. And honestly, when Harden came out and made the kick, I laughed. Like, I was just sitting in my room. I was like, I just kept waiting on it. I had no expectation that he was going to miss that kick. I know a bunch of Gator fans did.
Yeah, he's not been great this season. No. But you know what? That's why I picked him, because it was important, and so that we would be able to talk about Florida Vandy a little bit more with you. All right, Tony, have a great Fat Tuesday.
Thank you.